Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Story River, previously Waffle Free Storytelling. It's Tina Constant here, and you know the jibber jabber is all at the end, so we're jumping right into this week's story, which is called My Way to Find. Now, Coralie and Mooka had been friends since the day they were born. Some said the pair knew each other so well they'd probably been friends for more than a dozen lives. With all that said, you couldn't get two more different human beings. Where Coralie adventured every corner of the world, Mooka refused to leave the safety of the campfire. For a long time, this worked out just fine. Each woman loved each other exactly as they were, and they both loved life as it was. But as the years passed, Mooka began to feel a stiffness in her bones. Where she once loved the warmth of that fire, lately it had become a little too familiar. And she couldn't deny it, but every time Coralie dropped by, Mooka felt discontent creep in. On this particular night, with a bright moon in the sky and the flames kissing the air around them, Coralie told Mooka all about the voyages she had just returned from. "The ocean, it's infinite," Coralie said. "It goes on and on, as deep as it is wide, and it's full of the most mysterious life." Mooka listened for a long time, and finally, when Coralie paused to sip her tea, Mooka said, "Take me there. Take me to your ocean." Now, anyone listening to the pair would be right in assuming that the next words Coralie would have said would be, "Yes, of course, I'd be happy to take you." But you'd be wrong. Instead, Coralie held Mooka's hands in hers, looked deeply into her friend's eyes, and said, "Make your own way there. You will find it. It's where I will meet you." Well, as you can imagine, Mooka was confused and she was hurt and she was a little bit insulted. "I'm not asking you to carry me," she said. "Just let me come with you." Well, all Coralie did was shake her head and smile. The ship sails in 3 days. And with that, Coralie stood up from the fire, hugged Mooka close, and disappeared into the forest. For a long time, Mooka sat by the fire. She didn't move. She didn't speak. The flames burned to embers, and then they just smoldered. And as midnight turned deep and dark, and the cold settled in, she rubbed her hands to warm her bones. "I'll find my own way," she said, "and it'll be mine alone." And with that, she stood up, stretched the stiff out of her limbs, and turned to the forest. It was dark, darker than she ever imagined. Her heart beating in her chest, she took a first step, and then another, and then one more. It was that third step that took her out of the glow of the fire and into the woods, a step she had never taken before. Squinting her eyes and looking around her, she had expected the forest to be pitch black, but the moon was so big and so bright that beams dappled through the trees, lighting her way. Stepping over logs and vines and rocks, she walked and walked until every inch of her body ached. She had to find water and she had to find a place to rest, but stopping wasn't an option. By dawn, her muscles objected with every step, but she kept going until she found herself at a pool, surrounded by the tallest and thickest of trees that she had ever seen. Like the sunrise had chosen just this spot, shafts of the morning sun prickled through the leaves, warming her skin, and soon she was sound asleep. She slept all the way through the journey of the sun, and as the moon rose, Mooka rose with it, and she started to walk once more. on this night, the path led her up the side of a mountain and down a steep ravine, her limbs growing strong with every step. She climbed over rocks, she waded through streams, she clambered over fallen trees. Once more dawn came, and beyond exhausted, Mooka curled up inside a log and fell into a deep, deep sleep. The third night came and Mooka woke to find herself on the banks of a rolling stream. "I'm lost," she said to the stream, "and you seem to know where you're going, so I'm going to follow you." And she did. All the way through the night, she followed that stream as it gurgled over rocks and roots, carrying fish and creatures in its wake. Mooka walked all night, her vision adapting to the dark, her feet feeling firm and strong. There were aches and pains and discomforts for sure, but the moon was high and bright, and Mooka felt that there wasn't a thing in this world that she couldn't face. She tracked that stream all the way until dawn, all the way until the first rays of sun touched her cheek, all the way until the stream ran into the open embrace of that infinite ocean. "I made it," Mooka whispered, smelling salt in the air, hearing the crashing waves on the shore and feeling the shifting sands between her toes. "I am here," Karali shouted, waving from the bow of a mighty ship. And because Mooka's limbs were strong from her hike, her lungs were full from the climb, and her courage was iron from facing the night, Mooka ran across the sand, swam through the waves, and clambered aboard the ship, hugging her best and oldest friend. "You found your way," Karali said, and Mooka laughed. "It was my way to find." Wow, how are you this beautiful day? I am camping somewhere in the north of Scotland. A little campsite called Heidi Hall Caravan Park, I think. And you know, it's quite something. We often look for people to show us the way. But even with the best of maps, we still have to walk the steps ourselves. Even if we are guided, even if we walk in a group, with all the books we read and all the education we get and all the advice we follow, in the end, only we can take the steps that we need to take to find our own way. And then it's always our own unique way to find. You know, even if we model somebody else's life and dreams, in the end, it's always ours, because we're the only ones who can walk our path. So yeah, have faith in yourself. Have faith in your courage and your strength and your next steps and your dreams and your vision, because you, my most incredible human, are phenomenal. You're a miracle, an absolute miracle. I'm off for a walk and a swim. All right, big hugs. Just go and love on the people you love and forgive the people who have done you wrong. All right, see you next week. Bye-bye now.